our town and country office national. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.
He's our superstar. He joins us every few weeks on the Global Rush Hour show, the top rating Rush Hour show. Good morning to you, Thomas.
G'day, Andrew. How are we?
Good morning. You going to say hello to your other mates or not?
Good morning, Bluey. Good morning, Bern.
Hey, Rock. Got any questions for him, Jars?
You're a bit flat to start the show.
Oh, yeah, we're flat, are we?
Well, no, you are. You.
Oh, I'm flat,
you.
Am I?
Yeah.
I'll tell you why I'm flat, that this young man, this superstar of Port Adelaide, may not be playing in their A-grade side.
Yes,
yeah, that's why.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just getting some intel.
Oh. Well, why don't you ask him?
Rock.
That would have been a good question.
Now, mate, have you recovered from concussion and are you a chance to come into that Port Adelaide side, knowing that they've had some injuries last week against Richmond?
Dear me, what a start to the show. What a start to the segment. I'm back. I'll be fine to play this weekend. So selection today, our last training session, and then I assume they'll pick the team after that. Okay, so mate. Just depending on the way that goes. I haven't played a game all season, a full game, so it might be a little bit hard to squeeze in, but we'll see what happens.
Hey, Rocky, how long did it take after that hit? I texted you the next day. You said you were pretty groggy. How long did it take for you to feel like yourself again?
Yeah, I was. I wasn't really with it, but I was still speaking more sense than you, Blue. But,
cut him off.
It took probably 48 hours before I started to turn a corner, and then after that, I felt pretty good pretty quickly. So I think, yeah, everyone recovers and takes time differently to recover. I suppose concussion's a little bit like hamstring or something. You can do different grades of it, whether it be a grade one or a grade three. So I think mine was only sort of a mild type one. Just couldn't find my feet when I got hit, but I recovered pretty quickly after that.
Bluey, you're starting to sound like Jars big noting when you're texting people. You don't go down that path. Hey, Rocky, the squad mentality, Port Adelaide, if you ask them about their depth and the pressure for spots, they all talk about, well, you guys talk about this squad mentality. It will be tested now. The Maggies had a big win on the weekend, so plenty of guys in good form.
Yeah, it is. I think we're in a really good place still. Obviously, Todd Marshall was a laid out, so he'll play this weekend. I'm back available for selection. So we lose Butters and Dersma, which is disappointing. Get a couple back. So I think our numbers should be relatively similar. We'll probably have to take a couple of emergencies over to Melbourne, play Saturday night. So there's no doubt we'll get tested. The Magpies down at South Adelaide on Saturday afternoon, playing the same day around the same time, it makes it hard. You can't play a half and fly to Melbourne, obviously. So we'll just have to play it by ear a little bit for the squad mentality. Something that we're focused on all pre-season, and as we've touched on, we feel like we've got a number of players that can play senior footy when called upon.
You mentioned Dersma and Butters there. Both have had surgery now. You touch base, all successful?
Yeah, both successful. So I think Zach was in Monday night and Dave was Tuesday. So they've all come out of that. I think Zach was a little bit high when he came out from the
drugs
that they gave him. You know how they give you the pain relief, and he was a bit, he was talking
a bit of Cheech and Chong.
talking absolute turkey when he came out. So that would have been entertaining for the nurses and the people in recovery. But yeah, they're on the mend now. So obviously different time frames, but hopefully they're back in reasonable shape.
Hey, Rocky, great result last week against the Tigers. That was a great game, getting over the line by 2 points. But I reckon it was a great sign in terms of, you know, often when sides have very good seasons, they look back and think about the tight wins that they get away with. And so I reckon that was a great sign for you guys.
So what's the question?
Yeah.
It wasn't really a question, but well,
do you want me to ask you a question, Rocky?
You
I
go,
can take
Bern.
Over if you want.
I wanted to ask Jars if he was related or did he know Jimmy Rowe or something.
Yeah, he's my godson. He's got a footy high Q. He's a leader.
IQ. It's IQ, not high Q. Anyway,
I said IQ.
Yeah, high Q, you said.
I did not. Hey, did I, G?
Yeah, you did.
Family.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, don't tell me what you said. Yes?
Yeah, Bern, you go.
Oh, okay, right. I'm ready to go.
So what's your question, Rock, about James Rowe?
Oh, I just I just hadn't heard you mention that at all.
Oh, right. Yeah, you know why? Because he had a bit of a quiet one on the weekend, so he didn't mention it. He only had the four touches, I think. Did kick a nice goal, though. Hey, Lockie Jones, have you seen a first gamer have such an impact, not just on the field, but off the field? This man's a cult hero. He's got the mullet. The fans love him. They were cheering him when he went near the ball. He's a no-fuss player. He reminds me of myself.
Oh, here we go.
He actually reminds me of young Bernie Vince.
Yeah, good.
The way he plays, he's pretty hard and tough, and you're renowned for that. But he's come in and been a cult figure straight away, hasn't he? The crowd love him. I think he's just true Port Adelaide country boy, pretty simple, like you, Burn.
So you don't need for that. You were going so well until then.
Starting to measure up, but he's see ball, get ball type of bloke, and he attacks it, and the fans love him, which is outstanding.
Brilliant. Hey, good luck. Hopefully you get picked for Port Adelaide to take on Carlton, but if not, good luck in the old prison bar jumper, young man.
Thank you, Jar. Stop texting coaches when they're trying to coach night.
Can't be it.
And stop asking me for six tickets to Friday night.
Yeah. Oh, it's up to six.
It was for Arnie Cathy.
Arnie Cathy's about your third cousin or something.
Yeah. They met her once.
Good luck, mate. We'll chat next week on the Rush Hour when we're back in our drive spot.
Good morning, gentlemen. See you later.
Reserved that boy. Nervous on breakfast.
No, your questions were just horrific.
Well, what about Bluey's question?
Where were you going with that?
I just said something.
Yeah, Bluey did a Wayne Carey. He did a duck. Made a statement.
He got a hangover from Tassie, our boy Bluey.
Yeah. Shut up. He's looking pale.
Our Town and Country Office National. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.